This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has expelled six Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stewart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Hebert, First Secretaries Mary Catherine Jolly, Ian Ross David Trites, Adam James Shipka and Paul Orjuela have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before 19th October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In related development, the Canadian Charge d'Affaires was summoned by Secretary East in MEA last evening in New Delhi. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. It was underlined that in an atmosphere of extremism and violence, the Trudeau government's actions endangered their safety. It was also conveyed that India reserves the right to take further steps in response to the Trudeau government's support for extremism, violence and separatism against India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union ITU World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organized every 4 years. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari yesterday launched a commemorative coin to mark the birth centenary celebrations of spiritual guru Mata Nirmala Devi in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Gadkari said that India's culture and heritage always attracted the world towards it. Highlighting the noble works of Mata Nirmala Devi, Mr. Gadkari said that she has given a positive direction to humanity. National Museum Director Dr. V. R. Mani and several other dignitaries also attended the event. The meeting of Joint Committee of Parliament to discuss the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was held in New Delhi yesterday. However, some opposition MPs boycotted the meeting, alleging that the panel did not function as per rules. Opposition MPs like Gaurav Gogoi and Imran Masood of Congress, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, A. Raja of DMK, Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM, Samajwadi Party's Mohibullah and AAP's Sanjay Singh staged a walkout and expressed strong sentiments against its proceedings. The opposition MPs have decided to approach Lok Sabha Speaker and express their concerns over the Waqf Bill. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated the e-Migrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in New Delhi yesterday. It promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. Addressing the inaugural event, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that the launch of portal aligns with Goal 10 of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals. The External Affairs Minister highlighted that in the last few years, passport issuance has almost doubled. He said his ministry has leveraged the use of technology to enhance the efficiency of e-Migrate portal. In Uttar Pradesh, the situation is improving and returning to normalcy in Hardi area of Bahraich district where clashes erupted during Durga Idol's immersion on Sunday. An FIR has been filed in the case which names six people and other miscreants. Police also taking action against those who have posted objectionable material on social media. Internet services are still blocked in the district. Additional force from Gorakhpur zone along with companies of provincial armed constabulary, CRPF and RAF have been deployed in the area. Additional Chief Secretary Hom Deepak Kumar along with ADG Law and Order Amitabh Yash are camping in Bahraich. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium to become the second team from Group A to advance to the semi-finals. Electing to bat first, New Zealand set a target of 111 runs before Pakistan. New Zealand scored 110 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pakistani team was bundled out for just 56 runs in 11.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.